ケツが変だ。
Metro and his bitch going brazy. Strike like a match, knock him out his hat. Knife to a gunfight, this ain't none of that. Had to cut her off, she got too attached. I ain't wasting time that I'm never getting back. Taking less L's, making more M's. Put her skims on, now she acting like she Kim. Take it to the paint, take it to the rim. You look good on
think.
Camera, baby.
We'll say.
Okay. But it's what's up is Week in Weaves episode 19, February 21st, 2023. Alonzo got my co-host Jason, and we're just gonna get right into it. Why don't we just start with Trigun? Do you want to talk about Trigun? Or do you want me to describe it?
You can describe it, and then I'll say a couple things.
Okay. So this is my weekly Trigun description. Keep in mind that we're not gonna have a, honestly, even if we tried to have a full discussion about this show, we probably couldn't, but we're not even gonna try at this point since we dropped it for a different show. So Trigun Stampede episode 7, the cruise from the last episode is headed for the orphanage. Nick decides he's got to kill Livio, his little brother figure. The glitter gang is running around. The journalist girl and the drunkard come back, and they even take a group like photo op with the glitter gang. That was pretty funny. And then Vash all of a sudden knows martial arts. He starts beating up the gang. And then Vash stops Nick from killing Livio. Nick's smoke wakes up Livio, like, from his cigarette. Then Livio has a lab flashback. Like, he was, like, almost, like, brought back to, like, normal. Then he has, like, a lab flashback, and then he shoots himself in the head. And then Gravity Man plans, or I just call him Gravity Man, but his powers aren't really gravity. But he plans to blow up the children at the orphanage. So he, I guess, turns on the ion cannon on top of the big ship. So then Vash and Nick and everyone, they're trying to work together to stop the cannon. So Vash finds the control room, and Nick has to go and, like, turn this big lever. So then the drunk guy wants to leave, but the little girl is like, no, I want to stay and help. Like, she feels bad because she dropped the kid from, like, the first big battle, and he, like, lost an arm. So she feels bad about that. So she wants to stay, so they stay. Vash and Nick successfully lift the cannon. They make it do, like, a full, like, 180. It just, like, blasts in the sky. The orphanage is saved from that. But then the cruise is still moving. So then Nick goes to the engine room. And then Vash goes to the plant and asks the plant for help. And then the plant has, like, hands and starts, like, talking to him. And then Nick turns the hot gear or whatever. Oh, that's when he turns the hot gear. And then the ship stops right before it hits, like, the town, and the gravity guy and the bug pick up Livio and leave, and everyone meets Vash in the plant room, and that's where the episode ends.
Yeah. I was going to just say, I watched this episode, still have many questions. I guess you can say the ending kind of drew me to want to watch the next episode to see if they explain the plant stuff. I kind of already figured that the plants were, like, I said this in, like, the first two episodes, like, him and his brother know something about the plants that nobody else does, being that they came from, like, space and whatnot. So I kind of just want to see really, like, what the plants are. Are they the people that were on the spaceship that were inside, you know, the like, they were in, like, remember when they were in spaceships, everybody was, like, asleep, yeah, in the capsules, yeah. And then the brother, like, caused it to crash. He was like, I killed everybody, and da-da-da-da, but I feel like there's more to it, so.
Okay, do you think the plants are, like, people, like, the people that were in the pods?
Yeah, I think, yeah.
That'd be interesting. I kind of feel like archaeologists reading this old Shogun manga, even though I only read the first chapter. I see why they rebooted it and changed the animation style, because that, the way they drew it, I don't know how old it is, but it looks really old. Like, I look like, I feel like I'm looking at, like, ancient 70s. Texts. like, it looks really, like, really old drawings and stuff from this manga. I'll say the main difference I got from chapter one. So, the story starts off differently. It doesn't start with the journalist girl and the drunk guy, and they see Vash, like, in the desert, like, hanging there. That doesn't happen at all. How it starts with Vash, and there he's, like, already at, like, the saloon that they were at with, like, the people who, like, all have guns and, like, turn on him. How the chapter is he's there, everyone's chilling, and then these four guys come, like, these bandits come looking for Vash because he has, like, a bounty. Because he's a humanoid typhoon. He has, like, a $60 billion double dollar bounty or something. So they pull up, and then Vash just basically fights them, but not really. He just, like, dodges all the... They, like, shoot up the whole place, like, really bad. But no one, like, died. I don't think they just, like, messed up the interior. And then Vash, like, avoided all the bullets amazingly, and then, like, shot them all with, like... Not even, like, a real gun. It was, like, a gun with, like, little... Not darts, but, like, you know, like, the darts with, like... the plastic, like, rubber circles on the end of them. They just, like, stick the stuff. Like, he shot them all with, like, that. And then they got all, like, scared because, like, if he had a real gun, they all would have died. And then they left, and he, like, took all their clothes, and they, like, ran with just, like, their underwear on. And then at the end of the chapter, the entire town was outside, and, like, the lady, like, the main mom from the saloon was talking to Vash, and she was like, we decided half will go to the town, half will go to each person individually. Like, basically, like, when they turn on him to try to get the bounty. And that was, like, the end of the chapter.
Okay.
And I think the journalist girl does show up. Like, at least I think that's her. She looks kind of similar. But the guy isn't even, like, there's a woman with her. And they don't look anything like the guy. So, I don't know if that's her or not. But those are some key differences from chapter one.
Okay.
So I'll keep reading and see what, if there's any like information. And there's only like 20 chapters of the original Trigun. And then there's like Trigun Maximum. And I guess it adds some more stuff after the fact. I have no idea. But yeah, that's Trigun. Do you want to talk about... What do you want to talk about next?
We could do My Hero.
Okay. How'd you feel about the episode this week?
I thought it was okay. I guess, like, the low key, like, the first half of the episode we didn't need to see. Like, they could have just started from
like the racism.
Well, no, not that part. But I'm saying, like, you know how they showed Endeavor, Best Genius, and
Hawks,
like, fighting the people that were, like, taking over that grocery store or whatever.
Yeah.
It might have just been a regular store. It looked like a grocery store, though, on the inside. And they were fighting the guys. And then after they saved them, all the people went outside. It was like, we don't need your help. Where were you guys when all the jailers were here? Da, da, da. Like, basically saying, yeah, you guys did your job, but you're not doing your job fully, and you guys aren't reliable. You know, like, we've already seen that. Like, they don't got to keep showing us that, I don't think. Me, personally. And then, but the car ride was good, because after that, they were in the car, and they were talking about how they're kind of just using Midoriya to draw out All For One and the rest of, like, the group, because they know they're going to be after him, so as long as he's, you know, out, basically being a vigilante, eventually somebody will come who's connected to All For One, and they can find, you know, where they're hiding out and what they're planning. And, you know, that ended up happening. Rifle Girl shows up. Is that her name?
Lady. It's Lady Nagant or something. Lady Nagant. It's like N-A-G-A-N-T. Okay, okay. She's one of my favorite villains of... Or favorite... She's probably my favorite fight of, like... around this arc.
Okay. And then, before that even happens, it's this woman who is like a creature, like a, basically a furry.
She's a furry girl.
Yeah, she's running around the streets, or she's trying to seek refuge and go to like one of the...
She's a furry anti-vaxxer.
Yeah. So she was like running, well, she was leaving, so we don't know this yet, but she was in the streets at night trying to get to like one of the places where, you know, they're accepting refugees or whatever, people that don't want to be in the city anymore because, you know, it's like a war zone basically. But she had stayed at her, wherever she lived, she stayed in her town because she felt like it wasn't that bad in comparison to everywhere else, and she didn't think it was going to get like, you know, too crazy. So she stayed there, but then it got crazy, and then she was like, well, I should have left, so I'm going to leave now in the middle of the night. And then when she left in the middle of the night, we already know, like, people have taken up arms themselves and decided to protect their own, you know, areas, because the heroes aren't doing it, or the heroes that are doing it is not enough to protect everywhere. So they're like, we're going to protect our own place. We don't need heroes. It's a group of people that are fitting that description, and they see her, and she's like, and they're like, oh, you're a villain. What are you doing on the streets? We got to beat you up. and basically, like, start attacking her. And I don't think they hit her, but they threw her on the ground. Or did she trip? I think one of those happened. She
tripped or something.
She might have tripped, or they pushed her down, and then they were about to shoot her with a water gun. No, that was a water gun, right? Like
that was what was. I was about to say that was funny. Like, the gun he was using, it was just, like, splashing her with water.
Yeah.
But, like, it wasn't hurting her at all.
So, yeah, she was basically getting hosed down. Like, yeah, like, yeah. I don't got to give any examples. Y'all know. If you know, you know. So, the dude was shooting her with the water gun. And then he was about to, like, load up a supercharged shot. And then Midoriya Deku comes out of nowhere and then, like, blocks it. I think he just went past it and blocked it. And then there he was like, stop, wait, look at her. She's not a villain. She has no malice. She's not trying to be evil or anything. And then they're like, why are you out here late at night? What are you doing looking like that? Don't dress like that. I guess they think that's how she really looked. They're like, why are you dressed like this at this time of night? What did you expect?
She was like an actual furry.
Yeah. So then Midoriya's like, no, she's not a bad person. Look at her. She's not trying to harm anybody. And then after that, they're like, all right, we believe you. We'll leave and go patrol somewhere else. And then that's when she tells Midoriya, like, why she was leaving so late and why she was out so late. And then he was like, all right, well, you know, get to safety. I thought he was going to take her. Or no, actually, All Might showed up in the car. And because Midoriya called him and he thought it was an emergency. And then he was like, yeah, it's not an emergency. I just have somebody. Can you take her to one of the camps or whatever? Because she's trying to, you know, get out of the town and get to safety. And All Might was like, yeah, sure, I can do that. And then he gave her some food, some lunch, or dinner, whatever you want to call it, like some pork chop. What was it? It was like pork something.
Like pork cutlets.
Yeah, pork cutlets. And then, all right, after that, it shows Midoriya on top of a giant,
like construction, like,
yeah, construction, and he's eating thing. And then all the other heroes are talking to him like, all right, it's time to do this, like, you can't use all of it or something. I don't know what they weren't really saying nothing for real, honestly. He just jumped off the building and started using all the quirks. And then because she was luring him, right? Rifle lady Nagant, she was, yeah, luring him to him. Like, he was like, I didn't find this one on accident. Like, she was trying to trap me or get me to come out, basically. And they cross paths. I don't even remember how they cross paths. She just shoots at him, right? And his quirk goes off. Like, oh, dang.
Shot like his like phone or like radio device or something.
Yeah. And so then, they start fighting. Then she's shooting and she's like, wow, this dude is dodging my bullets. Nobody's ever dodged more than one bullet. And then Midoriya has a flashback to when he talks to Hawks, and Hawks is basically getting a breakdown like, hey, it's only one person inside of Tartarus that we believe is going to go after you, and this is who it is, and it's the girl, it's the lady. And he's like, if anybody is going to come after you, it's going to be her, and if she does, just run. Don't try to fight her, just run. And Midoriya does the opposite. He says, I'm going to confront her. and go towards it. He was running back at first, and then he was like, I'm actually just going to push up on her and then try to get as close as possible. And then also Overhaul is there without his arms, and he keeps talking about his damn dad. Like, I failed my dad. I failed my dad. Where's dad? Because I'm pretty sure before, like, he promised his dad he would take over the Yakuza, right, and, like, run things. Because his dad died, I believe.
Well, his dad was still alive, but he was, like, okay. Hot. He was just, like, in a coma.
Who was sick? Oh, he was in a coma. Okay. He was in a coma. Okay. And he's basically like, I let my dad down. Dad, where is he? Da-da-da-da. And then she puts him in, like, a little room, like, hide here for a second. And then the episode pretty much ends. And we also get a breakdown of her powers, but she basically takes her hair, and she has a gun in her arm, and she can convert her hair and mix it with fibers and get whatever kind of bullet, hollow tips, I guess subsonic round, whatever she wants. Any kind of bullet she wants, she can make with her hair, and it's like infinite ammo. I don't know if it's infinite. I'm pretty sure her hair stops growing unless it just grows back immediately, but she can keep shooting. She's basically a human rifle, and she has supreme accuracy, and a lot of the other ranged quirk heroes are jealous of her power and realize like she's one of the best of the best. And so, and she used to be a hero, or not a hero, or maybe like a mercenary, because Hulk said they used to work together and she was like a senior to him.
She used to be what Hawks is now.
What? Yeah. Okay. So basically a mercenary.
Yeah.
Hawks is really just a mercenary. He's like a, he's not really, a, I mean, he's a, yeah, he's a mercenary really, but he's a good guy. So we think. So, but yeah. And, the episode was okay.
I said the only things that I think we didn't talk about, All For One gave her
Some work quirks.
Yeah, so she can like walk on the air. And then the only other thing, I think the only things like the past users were talking about, I think it was just the two last users weren't really messing with Deku. And then the first user like talked to them, and then they got like a little bit of backstory of like how the first user and then the last two users met. And then, well, really they were probably like number two and number three users, but how they met the first user.
Yeah.
And then that was it.
Oh yeah. Yeah. I forgot to talk. Yeah. Yeah. Cause that was like, so I wonder what they're, so he gave them the powers, but both of them were together, one and two.
Yeah.
So
they were like in the same like militia.
Yeah, because they got him out the room. He was like, "Why'd you? If you guys didn't want this, you could have just killed me there. It would have fixed everything. But you saved me." But I don't think they understood that this, what the situation was. Like, why were you? Well, we'll figure that out. Like, did All For One lock him up in that room, or was?
I'm pretty sure.
Okay, so they came in and they got him. So maybe they knew that he was trying to get his quirk. I don't know. I feel like if All For One had him locked up, then when did All For One feel like I need One For All? Or when did One For All feel like I need All For One?
I feel like All For One felt like he needed One For All after, probably after he got let out, and then he gave it to
other people,
one of them. And they probably became like a slight threat. And then I assume he gave it to like the leader guy. And then the leader guy probably gave it to
the other guy.
The other guy. And then I don't know who the fourth user is. But
I'm not going to lie. I feel like it didn't become a problem until, I want to say until, maybe it'll touch on it more, but I really feel like the only one that was like really a threat to him was All Might and the one before All Might. The rest of them seemed like they were trash. Like, they talked about how, like, we weren't ready to fight them. We weren't strong enough. We had to train. We died in battle. We died. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. So, I mean, obviously, it's a threat. It gets stronger. Like, it stockpiles. It gets stronger as it goes down. But I feel like the first three or four weren't really, like, a huge threat to him.
They like it is weren't. Now.
No. But he was like, I got to get this. Like, I got to get it before it becomes a big problem. And that's what it is now. So,
and I think the only other thing, which I do see playing a part now in the manga, is Hawks saying like All For One doesn't really seem like he has any hate. at all. Like, he's, like, always smiling and laughing, even though, like, his face got, like, blown off and he breathes with a machine.
Like, I mean, he just doesn't like the Hero Society. He feels like it should be complete mayhem and people should just be able to live how they want to live. I'm pretty sure that's what he wants. He just doesn't like heroes.
He just wants
to, like, rule the world. And they say he uses people and people don't know that they're being used.
Yeah.
Because his quirk. And he was saying, like, all the people around him are happy, but that's because, like, he has them under mind control. He didn't say mind control, but he basically made it seem like he's controlling their mind and making them feel like they're okay. But I don't know. Maybe All For One ain't really a bad guy.
Nah, he's a bad guy. He's definitely a bad guy.
I mean, okay. What has he really done that's bad? Like, prior to the heroes trying to stop him?
Like, his whole goal really is just, like, to rule the world. Evil. Like, that in itself. Like, he just wants to, like, be, like, the supreme ruler.
Leader.
Of the entire world.
Is that...
Listen,
this is going to be
doesn't go well with democracy.
Yeah. I know. This is going to be very controversial. But like, you get where I'm coming from. Obviously, like, nobody wants one person to rule the world. But let's say if it was the best person, like, he was, you know what I'm saying? Not to say that All For One is the best person, but theoretically, right? Would you be okay with one person ruling the world if they were a good guy? Like, obviously, there's like some chains of command. Like, there's a. So it's not just him. I mean, that's not what he has, because it would be like a board and stuff like that.
See, but like, I feel like I couldn't trust
one person
to rule the world, just because, like, yeah, I think they're a good guy, but that doesn't necessarily. I feel like there has to be a change of leaders at some point. Like, with him, he would just, like, live forever with the powers he had, and, like,
yeah.
Even if he was a good guy, I'm sure everything that he says and believes doesn't. Even if I personally thought that I was cool with all of it, I'm sure everyone wouldn't be cool with all of it necessarily. And he could, just as soon as someone could become a good guy, he could just become a bad guy. But then he has all the power still. And, like, I don't really have an option to be like, oh, no, I don't really like you anymore, because you're already, like, the supreme leader of the world. And, like, we already put you in there. It's like Daenerys from Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
Like, you're like, oh, yeah, she's been, like, super good and cool and sweet and, like, this nice person. She freed the slaves. Like, she's been pretty morally okay for this entire time. And now all of a sudden she's crazy. So it's like, damn. Like, what do we do now? We just empowered this person and now they're, like, insane. So that's why I couldn't have, like, one person be a leader, especially if they had the chance to, like, be immortal. Couldn't do it.
Does he want to rule the world or just Japan?
It's the world. You know, there hasn't been a lot of, like, international politics shown, I don't think, up until this point, but there will be some. Later on.
Okay. Because I know he wants to destroy the current society of, like, heroes and stuff. But at one point, he ruled all of Japan, they said. So.
Yeah.
But yeah.
And then whenever people talk about it, they're like, oh, that sucked.
Yeah, but that's from the perspective of heroes.
No, that's true. Because... I guess, yeah, whoever... Well, when did... See, now what I'm thinking about is, like, when did All For One really stop been that being long? In power?
I don't think it's been... It's only been, like, what, 15 years? Like, it has to be a short time. Like, in totality, from his brother to... You know what I'm saying? Like, in totality, it's all, well, All Might had the quirk for, what, 40 years? 30 years?
Yeah, 40, I think.
40. Okay, so 40, and then prior to that, everybody else didn't have it. For that long, maybe for like a year or two, 3 years, 4 years, 7 years, right? So it's probably been 80 years, right? Maybe, okay. At max, let's say that. 80 years since the first, you know, whatever. And, but when they said when the quirks first started showing up, people treated the people with quirks poorly. It was basically like the civil rights movement. Like, if you had quirks, you were considered, you know, an alien or, you know, a bad person because you have powers. And then people were like, because that's what, what's his name's dad? He wrote that book and he was like, I want to change the world because they view us people with quirks as, you know, lesser people and we shouldn't exist and stuff like that. But now the whole world, almost everybody has a quirk now. So been like 80 years. So you, if so, like from that perspective, they probably think All For One is like, you know, like he's a good guy. He just wants us to be able to use our quirks and have quirks and not be viewed crazy. But like, now like it gets to a point like, when does he overdo it? Because it says he wants to rule the underworld too and be like, so I don't know. I don't know. I just, you know, I do need both perspectives. I'm not saying All For One is a good guy, but I feel like some of his stuff is warranted slightly. But we would have to go back all the way to the beginning. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like All For One. I mean, I don't know. Like I'm trying to think of like what points All For One has that like I would.
It says he's 100 plus years old.
Okay. Like I don't like. I feel like there's nothing about All For One
that is
that would make me think. Like, I want him to lead for that reason.
Right.
Like, I don't know. Like he's just, like, all around. I guess he's... But even, like, the sort of good things he did kind of had bad...
Like, bad results in mind. He had the no moves. The no moves, he just released the no moves. They just started killing people. Which is, you know, that is crazy. But he did release the no move trying to get... All For One or One For All, but yeah. It's like you're gonna try to get this quirk and still kill innocent people, you know, like that's crazy. But then the society can be like, well, why don't you guys just go and fight them and kill them? And that's what they're trying to do, but they can't kill them. So
I don't know. I feel like even the villains don't necessarily
like him.
Like him. For yeah, like
he's the number one villain. So, but like, is that the villains fear the heroes too, though? But it's a different kind of
for
fear.
Different reasons. Like they're afraid of being locked kind of up, fear. Maybe. Like they're not afraid. Like Endeavor's like gonna like blow a hole through their chest.
I mean, Endeavor probably would kill a villain.
I don't think he's killed. Anyway,
you don't think he's killed?
I don't think he's killed. That was kind of funny to say. I don't think he's killed anyone though. I feel like maybe seriously injured. I don't know. Endeavor doesn't seem like the type to like beat up villains really bad, like on purpose. Not unless he has to. Now, when it comes to like his wife, his kids, it's a different story.
Yeah. Okay.
But when it comes to villains,
that's all I got for my hero. I'm not saying I want to go on record and say I am not a All For One supporter. Follower. I'm just saying, like theoretically, you know, like I could see why some people in the universe could be like, this guy's good, especially in the past. Maybe not now. But in the past, when like it was only a few people with quirks and he was there and he was like,
I guess
you treat us like shit, but I have the max power, so fuck you guys, you know, kind of deal, and I'm gonna take over. Cause like my thing is like, how did he ruled over Japan at one point, so how did it get to that? And how did they get the power back but he didn't die?
I don't know. Like I literally have no idea. Like I could see like from a standpoint of there aren't that many people with quirks, and like this one guy is like the beacon of
hope
for I guess, yeah, for people with quirks, and they come to him. And they were saying, they did show before, like how he got people on his side was like he'd give people quirks.
He would give them quirks,
and
yeah,
people who didn't want their quirks, he would take them.
He would take them and then give them somebody else. And
yeah.
Like, oh, you don't want your quirk? I'll take it away. Oh, you want a quirk here, but you got to do me do something.
So he's basically the quirk dealer. He basically brought crack to the neighborhoods.
I don't think that's the same. It is. You were born with a quirk. I mean, those people were born with. It's like you know, you had to make it, and you know, you distribute it. It's like you got a quirk, or you don't want it. I'll take it. It's like the thrift shop. He's the thrift shop. Oh, I don't want this shirt. You know, I give it to him. All right, bet. You don't want this shirt? I'll take it from you. I'll take the shirt. But it's like a shirt you can't take off unless, like, you know, you can't get rid of it unless I can only, I'm the only one that can take this shirt from you. So it's like, dang, bro. I want this shirt gone, and I can't get rid of this shirt because...
They're hooked.
They're not hooked. They're hooked. It's just like he's the only person that can do whatever procedure I need to be done. It's not like an addiction. Like, they're like, oh my God, I got to keep coming back and giving them quirks. Some dudes probably were like, I need more quirks. I want more quirks.
But say there probably was people like that who got like,
yeah,
addicted power to hungry. Like the power. And they were like, I'll do more stuff for more quirks. So I can do more stuff and more and more and more.
But then wouldn't we see like I feel like there would be an influx of villains that were crazy and he would have a whole group of people with him. But it's just him. But he did. His brother did say he would use you until he has no more use. So he probably used those people and then took their powers away and was like, "All right, leave." Yeah. Me. So okay.
Or maybe they died from having.
Yeah. Or they
quirks.
Just died from over. Because remember, when you have too many quirks, you die faster.
Yeah.
At least with you know, one for all.
So it would probably be the same.
They die quicker. So maybe if he's giving all these people these quirks, their bodies can't handle it. And then they die from unknown causes. So, I don't know. They need to go more in depth. It's always stuff like this. That would be way cooler than what they got going on right now. Show me when he was at the peak of his, you know, of his ruling. When his brother was there, locked up, trying to figure out how to put a band of, like, you know, rebels together to fight his brother. They usurp him. He no longer is the ruler of Japan, but now he's just in the underground lurking, waiting for his moment to strike again. And then we come to today. Like, that would have been fine. They could have did that. I don't know if people would have hooked onto the show as good as they would before. Like, if they would have started all the way from there to now. And we saw every single user. But then that would create things where people would be like, Deku sucks for sure. They definitely would say Deku was ass compared to the other users.
That'd be like, it would make My Hero like JoJo.
Yeah, literally, yeah. But the thing with JoJo is that all the JoJos are cool for the most part, except for the one in it was like the slice of life one. Jotaro, I think. He was in Japan. He was like a bastard son to JoJo. Like, he didn't even know that was his dad. Or he knew his dad, but his dad didn't know he was his son. But he would come visit every now and then and talk to the lady, the Asian lady.
Mm-hmm.
So.
That was all right.
But that would be kind of cool. That'd be cool. Maybe the creator would do something like, hey, you guys want to know about the past? Light novel or something. I don't know.
That would be cool. I don't know if he's going to do it, though. If he'll go back. I would like a prequel.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's get off My Hero.
I'm not gonna lie, My Hero is the show we talk about the most.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then so I guess we can do villain.
Yeah, I'll try to recap it here. Villain Saga Season 2, Episode 6, title I Want a Horse. So it starts off, Einar and Thorfinn are like in their area that they're working the land on, and they're trying to unroot a tree, like a tree stump, like just using their bodies, and it's like very difficult, obviously, and they're like not getting any work done. Basically, it's just super hard. So then Einar's like, we need a horse, like, someone, can't we like have someone lend us a horse? Like, you got a horse before.
Or he's like, can we borrow one from the stables?
Yeah.
And then Thorfinn was like, no, they won't give us a horse. I mean, you can ask, but... Or yeah, I think he said, we've already asked, and they won't give us a horse.
Yeah. He's like, I only had that one that day because I was, like, doing work for someone else or something. Or they weren't doing their work or something like that. So then they go and they try to talk to the guys about getting a horse. And then he just like turns them down. And he's like, no, like slaves asking for horses. Like, we don't have any horses available for you. Even if we did, you guys can't have any. Like, slaves and horses are the same. You're real property. Yeah. Get on my face. So.
And then the dude came and say, hey, can I borrow a horse? And he just gave him a horse.
So then they're walking. And then there's this old man. I think he was working in the field. And he told him, like, come over. So he goes over to him. And I think they just, like, talk to him. I can't forget the
room. He was like, I heard you guys need a horse. And they're like, yeah, would you give us a horse? He's like, yeah, I'll let you borrow a horse. But you gotta help me do this real quick. And he's like, bend over. Because he was picking up rocks outside of the... out of the, you know, the land, the
dirt,
the dirt. And then they started, literally, it was like not even a 10 seconds in, they were like, this kind of hurts your back, like. And he was like, yeah, and then just keep going. And they were like, when are we gonna get this horse? And he was like, don't worry about it, I'll get it to you when we're finished. And then they just kept doing stuff, and then they finished in the fields. And then it cuts to them at his house. And he's like, I also need you guys to do something else for me. And he was like, and that's when Einar was like to Thorfinn, man, I think this old guy's using us. He probably doesn't even got a horse. He's probably just over here making us do his work because he's lazy and old. We should just leave. We got other things to do. And then he overheard him in the wind, like in his house. He was like, don't worry about my, he basically said, a deal is a deal. Don't worry about if I'm going to get you the horse or not. A promise is a promise, or a contract is a contract. Like, I'm not gonna, you know, jip you. Just do your work, and I'll give you your horse. And then they ended up finishing their work, and they got the horse.
Okay. So, yeah, they get the horse. And then they, I assume they just start. That's the scene.
Yeah, they take the horse back. They go back to the
trees.
Yeah, and they pull one tree out, and they're like, oh my God, Einar was like, it's so much easier in this. And he was like, in this modern time, we'll buy our freedom by next summer or something like that. He was like, we'll get so much done. And then they took out all the stumps, like every single stump that they had chopped down. They got them all out in that day. And then I think he was asking, or Thorfinn was asking, should we just like do more? And he was like, no, we should plant. We should plant some wheat.
Yeah, because Thorfinn doesn't know anything about
farming. Yeah, he doesn't know anything about farming. And he was like, okay. Because he was like, we can start selling some stuff now, or come next fall when it's, you know, when it's all grown. We can sell it then, and we can still cut some more stuff. But it would be good to plant it now, so that way we can start buying our freedom now instead of, you know, like waiting, cutting everything down, and then selling stuff. Like selling, like doing two things at once, basically. He's like, we can plant this, and then when it's, you know, when it grows, we can sell it, and then we can also cut the rest of the stuff down while this stuff is growing in the background. And then Thorfinn was like, oh, okay. And then he was like, you've never done anything in terms of, they also got they ended up getting a puller or a row,
like a heavy a row plow machine, or something,
a plow machine, yeah, a plow machine too, from the old guy.
And then when did they find out that that's his dad?
His dad? When they walked in, Snake was there. Someone? Snake was in the bedroom. Remember, he was like, you guys stink. They had just got done plowing and then started raining.
I thought they found out when they were like, because then someone asked them like how they got the horse.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. He asked them. And then, he asked them about the horse. And then he was like, hey, where'd you guys get this horse from? Did you steal it? You stole that horse? And he was like, no, we borrowed this horse from this dude up the street. And they were like, there's no dude up the street. And he was like, it's an old dude up the street who gave us a horse. You can go ask him. This is his name. And they're like, there's nobody by that name. And then they're about to go take the horse and, you know, steal the horse from them and put it back in the stables. And then one dude was like, wait, what was his name again? And then, I forgot what his name was. And he was like, that sounds familiar. Like, I think Mr. the old Sub master. Burkle. Yeah, he's like, I think that's the old master's name. But he hasn't been the master in a long time since, you know, the new guy who owns it, who's his son. He's like, yeah, that's his dad. And then they're like, oh, okay, well, if he gave you the horse, then okay. And then they just leave him. And this was like way before this happened, before they got the plow and stuff. So yeah, I don't know. I'm liking it. A lot of people have been saying they haven't been liking Vinland because it's like a change of pace. It's no more fighting, but I like it. It's like character development, man. You know, it's a good, I like it. I like the show. I think it's good.
I think it's good too. Like, I don't necessarily like the fighting was good in the first season, but I don't think that was the main drawing point to the show. I think it was just characters.
For a lot of people it was.
Yeah, probably. But like, was the fighting even that crazy to be the main draw for the show?
I mean, it was good fight scenes. Like, it's the very first episode is Thor's fighting. Thorkel and Thor's fighting on a boat, killing all these Vikings, and then he jumps in the water. And then it does, like, you know, he basically abandoned, deserted the army, and he was like, I want to become a true warrior. And then he got his own land, and then the people find him, and they're like, there's a debt to pay, basically, like, you deserted us, and you know, you got to pay for that warrior code. And he's like, all right, well, I guess I gotta go. And then that's when he leaves with his son, because he didn't think that he was gonna die. And then the dude set him up and had Oscar Ladd kill him. And that was another fight. And then after that, it's just Thorfinn killing people, pillaging villages, more fights, him fighting Oscar Ladd, more fights. It was a good amount of fighting in season one. It was a lot of fights. It was a lot of fights.
But I'm saying, like,
animation wise,
like,
that crazy.
Like, the only one against fight, him and Thorkel. That's what I'm about to say. That was like the only fight I can think of where, like, you see that fight and it draws you to the show. Like, oh, what's that? Like, animation wise that I could think of. But like, all there was a lot of fighting in the show, but like, was it like, I don't think it was like crazy enough to like make you come and watch the show necessarily. At least for me, me personally, I was in it more for like the story and the characters. And like the dialogue and thoughts and all that other stuff. But the fighting was cool. But like, the show is still interesting now without any fighting to me. So, I don't know. But it's whatever people want. They want to see fighting. I mean, will there be fighting in this season? I assume at some point.
I think there'll be some fighting. Oh, and I was right about when I said the 3 years was the 3 years when Thorfinn left, and not a 3 year time skip. Remember, I was like, I think it all happened at the same time.
Yeah.
Like, and they confirmed it because when, oh, you didn't watch the next episode. I can't say that.
No. I'll watch it today.
Yeah. But they confirmed like there's no time skip. Like all that stuff happened at the same time.
Okay. Only other things that happen. So yeah. So Thorfinn and Einar come back. It's like raining. The old master and the current master are like talking.
And, yeah, they were arguing.
Yeah, well, and he's
not really arguing. What kind of like?
He's just telling him like, stop working the land. Like, you're too old. You're like collapsing.
Yeah,
you're lucky we found you last time. And honestly, I could relate to that one because my grandma used to fall all the time. And we,
but you know, like, he also told him, don't worry about me. I got people to handle that. Because now he does have people to help him.
Who, the old master said that?
Yeah, he was like, don't worry about how I get things done. He was like, don't worry about me. I'll get it done.
He was capping. Who's got to help him?
What? Einar and Rainer? I said Einar. It's Einar, right? Einar?
Yeah, it's Einar. Einar.
Einar and Thorfinn do all his chores now. Literally.
That's true. Up until they're done. But yeah.
I mean, but yeah, they're done because they're... Oh, you mean until they're like free?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, but I'm pretty sure he'll find some more. He treats the slaves a little bit better, I think, than the, I don't know, than his dad.
The current master?
Or then, I don't say he treats them better, but I think he has more of a personable, I mean, like, he still talks to them like he's their slaves, but he respects their work and gives them, you know, their rewards, and he doesn't go back on his word. Like, if he says, if you do this for me, I'll give you this, he'll do it. But he doesn't necessarily, like, talk to him in a way of, disrespect, but he doesn't talk to him in a way of respect either. You get what I'm saying?
He's friendly. Like, I think he talks to him like a senior would talk to someone, but like it's still like funny and like not super serious.
Yeah.
Business like, and especially when he talks like Snake.
And they even said they feel like him and Snake have a better relationship than him and his real son. Like, they're more of a... And you'll find out more about Snake, too, next episode. Very little, but he's been around the family for a good amount of time.
He said, you just hang out with the girls.
He's like, I got to protect them. Make sure they're not getting... Nobody's trying to rob them. Nobody's trying to steal them. Kidnap them. So, yeah, they talk. Then they eat dinner at the table. And
they're saying they're understaffed for, like, a battle.
How
like,
big the land is. And then the old master was like, yeah, I'm trying to tell my son he doesn't. What's the point of having all this land if you can't guard it yourself? And not only that, but, like, you get all this wealth to just die. Yeah. And I'm like, damn, well. You say it like that, it's kind of, you know.
Yeah, he's crazy, saying like, but... he sends like two tributes a year to like the king.
Yeah, to like, the protection. King for protection. And he's like, why you're doing that? You could just have a land that a farm that's smaller and protect it yourself and not have to send tribute to anybody.
Yeah. He basically said money is dumb.
And he was like, all that he was like, the tribute you send is probably more than the amount that would be stolen, even if it was stolen. Or no, he said the amount that we feed you guys is probably the same amount that would be stolen if we didn't, you know, have you protecting us. So.
He's like, we fight off bandits every
and
day.
And he also said it's dumb to pay for peace. Like, why are you paying for peace?
And then there's like a little, I don't know if it's much of a time skip, but they just have beards now.
Yeah, but they had stubble. I think it's like a month or two past. Okay. Because they planted and the stuff kind of started growing a little bit.
And then Einar calls Thorfinn his friend. And Thorfinn's like,
yeah, he's like,
guess we are friends.
Yeah. Even though I tried to choke you out in your sleep, and you don't know it. But
I say, is he ever going to tell?
I don't think he's ever going to tell him.
I wouldn't tell
him. Maybe on his deathbed. Thorfinn, you know, when I first met you, I tried to kill you.
I tried to choke you.
I tried to kill you in your sleep. I was like, what?
That was crazy.
Yeah, man. I tried to choke you to death.
I would take that to the grave. I wouldn't tell him. That's just weird. But knowing Thorfinn, he'd probably just be like,
okay. All right. Well, all right. Okay.
So whatever. Do you want to do the description for Revenger? It was a little wild episode.
You can do it, man. I'm not going to lie. All I know, bro, I'm just over this show, bro. It starts off with him painting, and then he sees a flashback of his dad and or his father-in-law and his wife or soon-to-be wife, his fiance, and he's painting, and then he freezes up, and he's like, I'm sorry. And then, yeah, I mean, he doesn't scream that out loud, but, you know, like, he was thinking that in his, like, thing, in his, like, daydream or whatever. And then, yeah, you can just recap it, bro. I'm not gonna lie. You can just recap it, bro.
So, yeah, Rizo, he remembers his dead folks. He thought killing Matsumine, which is the guy he kills in the beginning, would end his struggle. Obviously, it did not. He's been busy painting. And then it skips to this little temple. And there's monks, and they're talking amongst themselves. And then this nun brings out these male prostitutes that are dressed like women. Yeah, they're about to get smashed by the monks. They're like, oh, this is your first time? It's newbie. We always smash male prostitutes. And they smash male prostitutes because laying with women would be unholy.
Hey, let me tell you, like, while watching the show, I'm like, bro, like, in real life, people actually think like this, and this is, it's like so dumb to me. Like, yeah, like, You know, it would be unholy of me to have sex with a woman. I'm gonna just have sex with men instead. I just don't understand. Like, can someone explain that to me? And then there's other people to be like, oh yeah, like I won't have like regular, I won't have like vaginal sex. I'll just do like oral or anal. Those are okay, right? Those are different. Like, I don't understand.
Hey, man. Like,
I don't understand it. It's really stupid. But that was really funny to me. So so yeah, they're explaining it, like the newbie monk who's never been here before. He's obviously confused, but he goes in the room with the female nun. And then it's revealed that the main female nun is, I don't need to say female nun. The main nun is turning men into opium addicted prostitutes. She's like monks like themselves. They're like, she picks out the pretty ones, I guess. And then I guess sometimes she just slips them some opium and kidnaps them and turns them into prostitutes sometimes, I guess. So that's how she's getting her prostitutes. Her main customers are people who can't go to the red light district. So monks, I guess. Hi.
That's like the weird pajama dude lives. Pajama police.
Yeah. Like monks, high ranking officials, people, I guess, who are too ashamed to have sex with regular women prostitutes. They'll come to her to have sex with opium addicted male prostitutes. The young monk feels for this whore, and admits these are the notes I wrote.
Oh my god, bro.
And admits he doesn't want to do this, but
proceeds, you know, to do it.
He does it anyway.
Like, what?
He learns the whore's backstory. I think they used to be a monk, I believe, and they also have a younger brother. And they're like, you know, I'm stuck here, but the saving grace is that my younger brother will head the family or something like that. So yeah, and then the morning after, there's some pillow talking with the young monk and the male prostitute, and he's like, I think about like biting a gold coin for like the Revengers. And then the monk is like, no, like you can't solve this evil with more evil or something like that. Yeah, that happens. And then the monks come back another time. And the male prostitute that he has sex with the first time is different because the nun found out that they were trying to skip out on her opium. So then she just gave him, like, I guess probably like a huge dose,
crazy
like
amount,
straight to his neck. Yeah. And then he Rose. Came back. He was basically a zombie the second time.
Yeah. And I'm so like, then, bro, I'm like, what is going on, bro? What am I watching?
And then the monk is like, What's wrong? What have they done to you? And then he proceeds to clap his cheeks.
He proceeds to oh my god, bro.
Clap his cheeks from the back. Bro, it's drooling. The whole time
he bites down on the gold coin. Yeah, at he the bites. Same time. hey yo, this was just a wild. This episode was just wild, bro. That's why when I text you, I'm like, bro, like I don't know what's going on, bro. I don't know what's going on.
He bites down a gold coin, and the monk is just like crying or something. He's just like wailing, and then it's over. And then the monk obviously quits his practice. He quits being a monk. someone comes up to him in the street. He's like, please, can you like pray for so-and-so, like my family member? He's like, no, like I've left. I'm no longer loved by God or something. So then, yeah, the coin is bitten. I don't know how the coin gets to the Revengers, but
yeah, I don't know.
Somehow either. Does. The Revengers attack, and then they do their whole thing, and then the samurai Raizo, he hesitates to kill the main lady nun. He's like trying to get information out of her, and then she like tricks him, and like is about to like hit him with like the snake thing, but she like misses. Yeah.
She's and like, then, "Have you never? You don't know a woman's touch."
And then yeah, she,
like kissed him and then tried to like stab him with the venom.
That was wild.
Opium. And then he pushed her off because he like grabbed her hand. I was trying to like stab him with the thing, pushed her off, and then she's like, "I'll get away. I won't let you guys get me."
Very Scooby Dooish.
Yeah.
And then Neji this won't be the comes last of me. Out of nowhere.
Yeah.
Neji comes out of nowhere, and he's like, "Oh my god, it's you!" And then Neji starts beating his ass.
Yeah, he's like
again.
He's like, "You're strong, but you're no match for me," and just fucking destroys him with all his kung fu. And then the gambler dude pops up out the bushes and kills the lady. And then he's like, "Oh, 2v1." And then the arrow dude shoots the arrow, and he's like, "Oh, 3v1." And then he just escapes, walks on the wall, and just yeah. gets out of there. Literally jumps on the wall, starts walking on a vertical wall, and then hops in the trees and just vanishes.
And then, yeah, so that happens. They kill the car guy killed the lady, I think.
Yeah, but yeah, the gambler. Now, I called him the gambler dude.
Yeah. And now Neji knows what all of them, well, at least three of them look like now.
Yeah.
So that happens. And then it cuts to the pajama police guy, and they're like in a meeting with this other guy that I forgot who he is. And he's trying to take the place of Sakata, which I looked them up to try to find out who his character is, because I forgot who they were. It was the samurai guy who was like taking taking like protection money from people like in that town. Mm-hmm. Do you remember him?
Yeah.
And he framed a dude who didn't pay him and like killed him. So that new guy is trying to take his place in like the opium trade and everything. And the policeman is on to him, and he doesn't really mess with him, obviously, because he's like a police officer. But then the guy is like, "Well, the reason you rose to these ranks is because of the whole opium thing and how like hot it's been. So like, do you really want to take me out?" And then that was like the end of the episode. And that was it for that one.
Yeah,
a wild ride. And then I did come across this little blog. I don't know who writes it, but it's called like about Lost Revenger? In Anime. It's called Lost in Anime. I don't know who writes it. Credit to them. And they write like weekly articles. I guess they just do whatever shows they want to do. Like they had one for like each episode of Revenger. They're doing one for the My Hero episodes, and then they got like five or six other animes up there. So that was a little interesting to read just about Revenger, just so I knew what was going on. But do you want to talk about the first three episodes of Malevolent Spirits?
Oh,
not all of them all together, but for the most part.
Yeah, we could just, yeah, we could
until I catch up.
Paraphrase. Because, yeah, I'm like, I think it's episode 6 now. And I'm like all caught up, but basically, there's these spirits that cross over to the human world in the form of like humanoid, or they possess certain things, and then
they possess like items.
Yeah, they possess like items. So let's say, for instance, it's a spirit that comes over and he possesses a water bottle. He has water powers. Like, theoretically, right? Like, now he's a humanoid form, and he can use water because that's what he was at, like, a thing that has water, right? And you have these people who are Saint-Ohms, I think is what it was, Saint-Ohms.
Yeah.
But basically, like, the spirit police, and they make sure that there's no, like, malevolent spirits just walking around. Because you'll find out, and maybe you've seen it, but there's certain spirits that they allow to exist in the human world if they're not bad, and if they're not bad or causing any trouble, you just got to like apply and do like a test or something. But there's like the spirit police, and they basically go and get the evil spirits and exorcise them and make sure that they're, you know,
well, either not even just the evil ones, but just like whoever wants to cross over, or if you're evil.
Yeah, yeah. So, and then the head of the police has a nephew, or is that his son? That's his grandson. His grandson, not his son.
Yeah,
his grandson. And he's the main character, the grandson of the head guy of the spirit police. That's not the name of the police, by the way. It's not spirit police. It's just that it's easier to say spirit police than whatever the Japanese name is. He's the main character. But prior to that, we in the opening scene is like it shows the main character with his older brother and his older sister, and they get killed by a spirit, and that in turn makes him hate spirits no matter if they're good or evil. And he's like, I gotta kill all the spirits because a spirit killed my brother and sister when I was a kid, and you can't trust them. They're never good. And he's just, yeah, he just hates spirits.
Turn to Liam Neeson. Did you ever hear... I was gonna say I saw that, it reminded me of Liam Neeson. Have you ever heard that story?
Yeah, about, he was like, I wanted to kill a black person in the street because a black person raped my friend.
Yeah, like that's what it reminded me of.
And he was like, I just wanted them to try me, any of them, anyone. I'm like, all right, bro. And so that's basically how he feels. He's like, all spirits are bad. He wants to become a spirit police so that way he can put away all spirits. His grandfather sees that he hates spirits, and he's like, you know, that's not good. You know, every spirit is not evil, and all spirits don't need to be dealt with violently. You can talk it out to him and be like, hey, you know, can't do this. I'll send you back over, or you can apply for this thing to, you know, be here for the rest of your life if you want to be in the human world. And he's like, no, violence is the only answer. What are we going to talk about?
They're basically immigration. They're basically ICE.
Yeah. And so
think about it.
And then he's like, all right, well, since you can't see it my way, I'm going to send you to this house where there's nothing but spirits and one human girl. And you have to stay there for a whole year and learn from them so you can change your views. And if they send you back before the end of the year, then I will never let you become a policeman, a spirit police. And he was like, OK, I don't want to do it, but you're making me do it. And I want to be a policeman. So I'm going to suck it up and I'm going to do it. Then he gets there, he meets the people, and he fights them on the first day. And but it was like I guess you could say it was a friendly battle.
Like a spar.
Yeah, it was like a spar. It wasn't like a fight. And then they spar, he's winning, and they're surprised at how good he is, and he's also kind of surprised at like how good the other guy is as well.
But he literally and then the came girl shows in and was up. Like, I'm gonna let y'all know. Like, I despise all of you.
Yeah. And he, like, straight up told him, like, this is what it is. This is how I feel about you. And I'm only here for this reason. And the girl is not at home. The human girl is not at home. They protect her. Like, that's her family. You'll find out a little bit more about that, why she's under protection. And she shows back up, and she sees him fighting. She's like, who's doing this? Who started this fight? And they actually jumped him, though. Like, he was winning, and then they jumped him to beat him. And then she shows up and is like, oh, what are you guys doing? And so after all that happens, then they go back in the house, and he's like, hey, you know, I'm here. He's talking to her. He's like, but I'm going to be honest. I don't respect any of them. I don't ever think I'll respect any of them. And I think I'm actually kind of scared for you that you're living in this situation because they're spirits, and I don't think spirits are good. So I think you should get out of this situation whenever you can and leave them. And if you need me to, I can you know, exercise them right now and basically kill your family. And then he was like,
and he's so like blank, like he's such
like
he's a
like very blunt,
straightforward, blunt character.
Yeah, and she was like, She started crying because she didn't like what she heard, and she was like, how can you talk about my family like that? And then she got really upset and mad, and she basically said, you have 3 days to basically change our opinion of you, because if we all feel like you shouldn't be here in the next 3 days, then I'm sending you back to your grandfather, and you can't stay with us to learn. And then the next episode, he's working to get, you know, everybody's grace and change their minds about who he is. And that'll be like the next 2 or 3 episodes. He doesn't do it in one episode. So it'll be like 2 episodes of him trying to, you know, get everybody to like him. And then,
like, the second episode, he goes with, like, the bigger brother guy that he fought in the beginning. And then the third episode, he goes with, what's her face? With the two, like, younger ones. Like
the younger ones. And they go to boy and girl. It's the Will person. Isn't it the Will lady? And she tries to kill him.
Yeah,
because she heard the name of who they were, and they were like, oh, you guys are infamous. You're known for...
Nagasuke.
Because they're spirits that kill spirits. Mm-hmm. And they were like... She was like, you're with who? And then tried to cut that man, literally cut him, like, in half, but he didn't die, though. And then the dude was like, oh, I gotta...
He's like, oh, it's my chance.
I gotta
kill it.
Yeah, kill her now, yeah.
And then the girl's like, no, stop, don't do it. And then he didn't do it, which I was proud of. I thought he was about to send her to Shadow Realm, to be honest.
What do you think of it so far in comparison to Revenger and Trigun?
I think it's definitely has a better story so far.
It's definitely more like it does feel like a Saturday morning cartoon. Like it doesn't, you know, it's not like a dark or anything like that. It just seems like something you wake up and you'll watch, and the story's pretty good. So that's why I was like, I feel like it's a good palate cleanser, you know, like it's like, all right, this is something I can just put on and watch, and the story and the characters are cool enough for me to be interested and keep watching.
Yeah, like the main character, I guess we'll learn more about him, but he's interesting so far. He's okay. He is very, like, straightforward, but it's also really funny how blood he is. I'm at the point, I'm on the 4th episode now. I finished the 2nd and 3rd, so yeah, I don't even know what item that lady was possessing. It's like a sword sharpener or whatever it's called. I don't know what it's called. So that happened, and then the oldest girl, not the oldest girl, but maybe the middle girl, whatever, the one with like an attitude. She was like, I don't really like you, to be honest. Like, you have no chance. The only options for this are my signature is, like, you either leave and don't get it, or, like, you beat me in a fight. Mm-hmm. And she was fighting him, and he wasn't fighting back. He's like, nah, like, I don't really want to fight you. Like, I don't think that's my best shot here. And then she stopped fighting him, and then a group of spirits came to, like, attack them. And then the rest of the family came to fight them.
Oh, you talking about the one with the hair needle?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I just watched that episode.
Okay. So, yeah.
It's been okay so far. And then I see, like, the human girl has, like, I guess, like, spirits, like, following her around. Like, I don't know what that is, but...
Yeah, all the spirits just stare at her.
So, yeah.
And she can sense that. She can sense that, like, she knows... They talk about how when she was a kid, like, it was kind of, she didn't like it because it made her feel, you know, weird because, like, all these spirits are just staring at her. And then when people would, like, stand next to her, people that didn't have, because, like, regular people can't see the spirits all the time. It's kind of like if you have a innate, like, if you have a good sixth sense, you can sense it. It's like
Bleach.
Yeah. So, like. The people would, like, stand next, because she would just stare off into the space when she was a kid, and people would be like, what are you staring at? And then when they would stand next to her, they would just feel like this ominous, like, very dark, spooky feeling of, like, eyes on them, but they didn't know what it was. They were like, okay, well, this girl is weird, so
adoption.
I'm not gonna, you know, be friends with her or, you know, be around her. She's actually really, well, her potential, theoretically, based on what they believe, she can be, like, super strong. And you'll find out in, like, the next episode.
Okay. All right. That's all I got. for this week. It's all we got in terms of shows that I can think of. I'm gonna continue watching. I'm probably gonna catch up on the show today, and then I might watch an episode of Inland. I don't know.
Oh, yeah, that was good.
I might watch, not watch. I might read a little bit more Trigun. Dig a little bit deeper into this. It only has like 20 chapters for the original one. Apparently, the anime, like, I feel like it's usually the other way around. Apparently, the anime got far more popular than the manga did.
Yeah.
And then, like, they went back and made more manga for it. So I'll see what's going on with that. What was your best episode?
Episode of the week. I'll say Vinland, honestly. I thought it was a nice episode. They got their horse, they got their plow. They're actually making headway on the land, and it looks like they're going to be able to buy their freedom. And they also made a new friend in the old master. And I think that would be an interesting dynamic between the old master and the dad, or the son.
Okay. I'm gonna say my episode of the week is Revenger, just because of
the
how wild that was.
The shock factor.
The shock factor of what I laid eyes on. I'm glad I didn't try to watch that work. Oh, that would have been really tough. Crazy, but no, it'll probably be Vinland for me too, honestly, or My Hero.
Animation of the week.
Animation,
My Hero.
Yeah, probably My Hero. I can't think of anything else to compare. Yeah,
nothing else had fighting, or well, Revenger had fighting, but not any hero fighting.
No.
Moment of the week.
I'll give that to Revenger.
Back shot. Gold coin.
I'll give that one to Revenger, honestly. Oh my goodness. I don't know what else to expect. This only has like
eight, it's supposed nine, to end. There's only 3 episodes left, right?
I think it only has 12. I think. Or is it 10? I think it's 12 episodes.
So what?
Oh, I feel like 5? I look this up like every week. How many episodes?
Is Revengers based on a manga?
I don't even know. I honestly don't know. What was Tokyo Revenger? I'm pretty sure it's 12. I say that with confidence. I think it's 12. So this guy, what, 8, 9, 10... It's got like 5 episodes left. I don't know what we're going to get from it. And then My Hero's about to end. It's only got 4 episodes left.
Yeah.
Yeah. But then, wait, doesn't Demon Slayer come out March 3rd?
Yeah, I think so. We can actually get on track to having some good shows to watch. Jesus Christ. Like, bro.
Demon Slayer season 3. I really did not know there was a season 2.
Yeah.
I had no idea.
It was crazy. The ending?
No, I had no idea. Okay, it says. Oh, I was thinking of a movie. I think it's April. I think it says out in April. I don't know, man. I might have to look up something. Look up a different show. We can't just be watching Revenger Trigun.
Yeah, I know. Bro, we're gonna, bro. Vinland and My Hero, but My Hero's about to end. But Vinland, I think, will still be going.
Yeah, it has like 24 episodes in a season, or 25 or something.
I'll find some shows. Malevolent. Spirits is all right. I think that'll be, like I said, that's a good palate cleanser. Just watch it.
I'll look up some shows here too. There might be something good that missing.
I looked at what on Rotten Tomatoes, Trigun is like a 55.
Like what, the original Trigun or Stampede?
The Stampede.
55.
Yeah, honestly, audience score.
Is that good or bad? I don't even know.
That's bad. Oh, okay. 100% is good. So the lower the percent. Yeah.
Like half of people hate it, half people like it.
Yeah.
There's just no substance to it. It's just like, it's just stuff happening.
It's just stuff. No, it literally just stuff happening.
Like, there's no backstory. And in Revenger, I mean, it's kind of the same thing.
That's just
thing,
stuff happening too. Yeah. Like,
yeah, but it's kind of the same
thing. The first episode was where all the backstory was supposed to come, and they just rushed everything in like 20 minutes. He's a samurai. He's getting married. He got tricked into killing his family. Killed his family. Now his wife hates him, or his wife is sad. His wife kills herself. And then now he's living by himself. He's sad. And the dude pops up and he's like, hey, you want to be on our team? We can help you kill who killed your family or cause you to kill your family. And he's like, sure, I'm in it. What's the word? They go and kill the guy. And then he's on their team and the show starts. Like, you know, like all that could have happened. It could have been a build up, but they're just like, we're just going to cram all this shit in one episode.
And they had tight budget for it. I don't know. Maybe I'll look up, because you know what? When I look up stuff about Revenger, I always see people pop up. That happens too. But I always see people talking about the creator or like whoever like wrote it.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe I'll look up something made by that same creator and see what else they made. I think they made like Fate Zero or something.
Avenger manga.
Well, I'm pretty sure the creator of this made like Fate Zero. Created by Nitro. That's a company. Written by Jin Urobuchi and Rinji Oki. Yeah, he wrote Fate Zero. Not that I've read Fate Zero or seen Fate Zero, but I know that that's a popular thing.
Okay. Fate Zero. Have I heard of Fate Zero? I feel like I have.
I feel like you had to see the name at least around. That's all it is for me. I never actually read it or saw it. But I'll see. I'll see what else they got. But all right, I think that's the end for me. I gotta get a shower. Anything else? You got any predictions
for the next week? Nah, I don't got nothing, man. I don't got nothing.
I think, well, My Hero I can't do. I think I'll try to predict next episode of Revenger. So all right, the pajama police guy. No, I got nothing. No. Never mind. I got no predictions. Maybe I could bet.
Zero the same, like Fate Stay, Fate Night, all that stuff?
Maybe. I don't see, like, I don't know if they're the same or if, like, they just using the same type of name. But I feel like it's the same thing with, like, ReZero.
Yeah, Fate Zero. Yeah, I've seen this. Okay. Fate Stay Night. Yeah, stuff like that. He wrote this. What the fuck happened?
But you don't know if it's good or not. You never seen it.
I mean, but everybody loves this. And if this is anything like that. Bro.
Well, if it's just years of the same thing. It's just people like that one. I don't know. I never read Fate Zero. I just know it's popular.
I know they got crazy fights and stuff and animation.
Fate Zero. Gives me Sword Art vibes.
All right, man. All good on my end. I think I'm going to take a little nap.
All right. I'm about to wash myself. before I go to work. If you listen to this and you enjoyed it, leave a like, a subscribe, a follow, a rating, whatever it may be. Thank you for listening. It's been Week in Weebs, episode 19. Next episode, episode 20. That's a milestone. And it's February 21st, 2023. Peace out.